The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is June the 4th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. If you would like to get in on a conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to air on, I mean, that you would like to be made known, on air, would love to hear from you all. So that is the call-in number. Looking forward to talking to you all if you have any questions or comments at any given time, because I think that is so important for this platform in order for it to grow and for order for it to actually have a healthy dialogue, because this platform is really about a dialogue and not about a monologue, which means that I'm just speaking, I'm just giving my thoughts, my opinions. That's not what I'm about, and that's not what you all should be about, because of the necessity of going forward in the future requires us to have some collective prudence among ourselves, that we agree upon some things that are in our beneficial or in our best interest. Our beneficial good are in our best interest. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I just want to say this. Before we get going in the show, I just want to say big ups to the VP, Will, out of Atlanta, for putting together a real support group out of that region, which my brother, there are certain people that will be involved in it. My brother Tommy will be involved in it. Rob will be involved in it, and others. If you would like to be a part of that overall preparedness and collective think tank that will be coming out of that area, definitely get in contact with me. You can email me at wolf6pack1 or text me at 951-790-8330. I will get you in contact with the people that you need to be in contact with. That is what this is really all about. Excuse me. In order for us to move forward. So big ups to my man Will and everyone that's involved in that. That's what's sorely, sorely needed in moving forward. Because, when you really think about it, without that, we are really just subject to the overall blowing winds of the system. And that keeps us in a position of disadvantage. So thanks to my man Will and all of you that are a part of that from my brother Tommy, from my brother Rob, and Roz for helping out in that going forward. And I'm looking forward to that overall group and collection of people growing. So if you would like to be a part of that, and I'm going to just tell you, they're in the Atlanta area. If you are in the Atlanta area and you would like to be a part of a significant preparedness group, let me know. We'll do a little vetting of you, because we got to know who you are before you're actually in contact with people that I care about, and I've already vetted myself. I'm not worried about the individuals that are already there, but I have to be on guard and have a concern about anyone else coming in from there. So that is a very, very important preparedness group that's being put together there, and I want to fully support that. So big ups to you, Will, VP, for doing what you do. Thank you, Jada, for all that you do in assisting the king, and you being the queen, the reason why he's doing everything, and your overall children being the source. So much love, much respect to you all. And so, okay, so with that being said, I want to say this. Hold on. As you all know, my computer always acts up right about now. And I don't think it just acts up right about now. It just, whenever I need it to do some things right away, it takes its time. But let's get into today's show. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com, and hit the donation prompt that's there. In order for this network to continue to bring you what you have deemed as being necessary and important, because without your overall donations, without your contributions, without your energy, your financial energy, without your commitment, the network goes dark, and we don't want that to happen. I'm actively working to ensure that this network doesn't go dark, but there's something that you should do as well, since you, as the everyday listeners of this network, is benefiting from it all. I'm going to tell you, the system teaches you to take and never give, but the ecosystem never allows you to take and not give. So let's make sure that we are giving to the platform, regardless of how the system has taught you and indoctrinated you to think. That doesn't make it right. The right thing to do is, if you are receiving, you should be seeding. If you are receiving, you should be seeding. Excuse me one second. So I want to make sure that is a part of our everyday philosophy. That is a part of our everyday movement. That's a part of our everyday engagement. So definitely, please support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy to the network. You could do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and hit the donation prompt that's there, and that ensures that this network, that is a real grassroots network, will remain on air and doing everything that it has been doing in the past. So definitely, please, don't just eat the fruit and not feed the roots, because you will actually pluck the tree bare, and the tree will die. So excuse me, just want to make sure that doesn't happen. Okay, also, if you would like to be a part of the Legacy Wealth Management that is going to be happening in Dallas, the Legacy Wealth Management Seminar that's going to be happening in Dallas is going to be happening June the 9th, 10th, and 11th here in Dallas. If you would like to be a part of that, then please email me if you're in the Dallas area, because I think it's probably too late for you to get a flight to come to Dallas. But hey, you never know, you could do that. If you are in the Dallas area, then please, you can reach out to me at area code 951-790-8330. You can text me there. Don't call me. Text me, please. And then also you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And I will get you the pertinent information for you to engage in that. I believe it's $250. Well, I'm not quite sure because it may have changed because of how late it is. It may be $500 per family and $500 per person. So I'm not quite sure. So it's worth it because of the information that you are given is priceless. Let me tell you something. Things that are to your economic financial gain, you're not going to get them for free. You're not going to give them for a overall price tag of zero because people like you or whatever. This is actually people's life's work that they put together, and putting things together so that it will benefit you, and it's actually going to be a dollar-denominated cost that's involved. And I will say this for the controllers of this. They take that dollar cost involved to pay for everything in order to get in front of you and everything else. There's a price for that. But the overall overflow of that, they're going to be moving that into resources, which you should be doing. So that is something that is expected for which if you're going to be gaining financially from this, then you should actually have a financial obligation to receive it. And that's what this whole platform is all about. And believe me, it's far, far more that you'll gain than what you'll have to overall give up initially to acquire everything that is necessary. It just doesn't work any other way. You know, you're not going to be able to get something for free to benefit you and just walk away from what was given to you because you didn't know it before. So just wanted to make that known. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, then you can go to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metal dealership. And just go to www.prosperitymint and check out what's in inventory. And then once you're ready to acquire real money, exchange your cash for money, then email info@prosperitymint.com and let them know that you're a Tando radio show listener. And someone will get with you in an appropriate amount of time. And believe me, that is for your benefit solely. There's a reason why I say that. Can't talk about it on air. Won't talk about it on air. But for those of you that have done that, you understand why and you appreciate that because it benefits you. Okay, so today is Monday, June the 4th, 2017. What's up, Monster? Big day. Just wanted to say that. So we're going to get into what's in the news. And, of course, let me just set up here so I can see the board. I'm not in the Uber conference, blacktalkradionetwork.com. Let me do that. And for those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, if you would like to get in on a chat, you need to go to uberconference.com/blacktalkradionetwork. And then that way you'll be in the platform where you can actually chat. And in the chat, I'm not always able to read what's in the chat and see what's in the chat because I'm generally somewhere else. I can't do two things at one time. So, excuse me. So what I'll do is I'll go back and forth. And if you're in the chat, I will. I try to keep up on the chat. Believe me, we're not a fully sanctioned corporate platform where we have people that are monitoring that for us, and they can just, you know, in our earpiece say, "Hey, Dave, someone said this. Hey, Scotty, someone said this," and everything else. We don't have that type of resources. I hope that we will in the future. And I just want to say before we get started, what's up to my sister Strategic Melanin that's in the chat room, my man Roz that's in the chat room, OG that's in the chat room and everyone else that's in the chat room that I may not be able to see as right now. Greatly, greatly appreciate you, and we're going to have a great, great show for you today. Well, I'm kind of biased, so I'll save it. We're having a great show, but you make it great, so we'll see how great it is. But I'm happy to be here in front of you all because I think it's very important. So today's show on June the 4th, 2018 is already the sixth month of the year. Man, goes by every once in a while during the year. I'll say where we are in the year, and just to show you how fast it all goes by. 2018 is already gone. So today's show, The Hidden Hand Plays Into the Future, is today's show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. I'm in the chat room. I can see everyone. And I don't know. Roz, are you there? You got a Bob Marley avatar now? Is that you, Roz? I think it is, because you unmuted yourself. Okay. Well, Roz. Okay, cool. So that is you with the Bob Marley, with Robert avatar.
What's up, Guan? Yeah, that's me.
My man. Hey, man. You know, I knew it was you just from where it was the number was from. Yeah. The prefix out of New Jersey, but that was the first time that I saw the Robert avatar, and I greatly appreciate it. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you, another one that I love in the avatar, OG has a good avatar, I believe that's of him, but one of my all-time favorites is Strategic Melanin's avatar. She actually has the Omex as her. Yeah, man. Man, which is a connection to Queen Khalifa.
Yes.
And so very, very important. But, hey, Roz, one of the things I want to do from time to time, or whenever we can do it and whenever you have time, I would greatly appreciate, because I'm going to tell you, Kendall Radio Show is a two-hour show. The breaks are like 5 or 6 seconds. If you ever done a radio show where you're talking for 2 hours straight, it is exhausting. Very difficult to do, and it requires a lot of energy in so many ways. So I just want to say thanks to you. We're going to you're going to read what's in the news and just be a part of the show, you and Jenna, from time to time, and I greatly appreciate.
No problem, and I appreciate being here with you and the rest of the Tandle family. Peace to Scotty and also Will and Jada, OG as well. That is one of my favorite folks. Strategic Melanin, of course, and everybody else who's listening and called in or online. Greatly appreciate you all. So, yeah, thank you. The one thing I wanted to ask, because there's not a title on this, is what is this first video about? Is this about Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Roz. And I asked Roz to read what's in the news from time to time. And it was, and how I do what's in the news, Roz, is that I'll just post it there. And if you'll see what's there, it's about Kuwait. And so for the YouTube videos, I just post them in there and say, hey, check out this YouTube video, and you'll see what it's about. And this actually is about the overall volcanic the volcanism at Kuwait and how the overall movement of that volcano and the expansion of the crater and how the crater is expanded and now it's kind of compacting, which is kind of good. But what's really bad about this whole thing is that they had a 5.8 earthquake from this, and the overall lava is making its way to the ocean. I'm going to tell you something. Right now, the Big Island in Hawaii is an example of yo-yo effect, and we're going to come back to that in a minute. When you're on your own, those people are stranded now because of this volcano. They can't move. They can't evacuate, and that has very meaningful a representation of how things work here in the country when the so-called proverbial crap hits the fan. And for those of you that know what I mean by the proverbial crap hits the fan, they don't say crap. They use the S word. So I talk about this on the show so that you'll prepare so that when these type of things happen, you'll be in front of it and have some idea of how things can work. So the first video, Rise, is really just about what has happened over the weekend, the expansion of the volcano and the lava flow. And it's a YouTube video that I would want people to go back and check out and to vet on their own.
Okay, I'm going to check it out because they actually said that it's getting worse and they might end up having to evacuate other islands. That just came up on the news before we went live today. And then also this morning before I left for work, they said that there was a group of people who decided to stay in their homes and not evacuate, even without electricity and without all of the, the basic modern necessities. They chose to stay. But the way that the lava is flowing now, it's surrounding them on all sides, and they can't leave. So now they said they might have to helicopter those people out of there. I think it was like 31 or 33 people that were trapped in this area of Kilauea. So it's intensifying, and they were just saying before we went live that they are considering evacuating other islands. I didn't get to hear which ones. They didn't actually say, but they said at this point that it's getting that bad. So
Hey, Roz, mm-hmm. and I'm glad you said everything that you said, because it actually speaks volumes to why we do Tando Radio Show and why we come before everyone every day. See, one of the things is that actually, Kilauea is a prime example of how things go wrong within the corporate structure of the United States of America, and not preparing people and then nonchalantly looking over what's happening, not really giving information, not getting people prepared, so that what? They are caught completely off guard. If you are in the overall lava flow of Kilauea, you are in major, major trouble. But it's not a major, major deal to everybody else in the U.S. This is how they're able to get around and get away from actually preparing the people. If you were really think about the good nature or the responsibility or the fiduciary responsibility of any government, not what they have on paper or not what they have in deed, but what they have on paper, meaning they glorify what they say that they're going to do on paper, but they never, ever, ever reach those overall obligations and those commitments because they never intend to. They just write on paper one thing to get you to believe. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, when you have false when you have a false belief in something, or you have a false sense of security or blind faith in something, you're being led to genocide.
Hey,
so
Dave,
the people that are there in Hawaii, for whatever reason, some people may not want to leave. Some people may think it's not that bad. But that's what happens in the States. They think that, everything is going to be all right because we have cognitive dissonance as to reality. We live in a fantasy. And it's and I'm going to say it. It's really an asshat way of thinking. It's really stupid. It's really, really, really stupid. And it's foolish because when everything is going okay, it works. But the minute something goes awry, you're done. You're completely done. You're trapped. And the United States will act like you never existed or it's your fault. Because it actually was always, because you have blind faith in the system. So that's one of the reasons why I posted that, because the situation in Hawaii is not getting the overall attention. If it had the overall attention, then the resources to mitigating the threats would already be there, and they're not.
Hey, Dave.
That's why you have to prepare before things go awry. What's up, Scotty? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? Listen, most of the photos of the people, and when I was there, because I visited the Big Island, although I was stationed on Oahu, those are colonizers. Those are white people, okay? And land is cheaper on the Big Island because of Kilauea. So they knew that was a risk going in, okay?
Right.
Now, here's the other thing. The name of the company escapes me. It's a geothermal energy company that Harry Reid has some ties to, the former Senator Harry Reid. There have been plenty of scientific data to show that fracking and the type of fracking that they're using, they're injecting hundreds of millions of gallons of water, wasting water, into that volcanic rock, which then causes the rocks to fracture. So they're trying to say, oh, it's not like the fracking we're doing for natural gas. It's still fracking because it's causing the rocks to fracture. And this has been long known to create earthquakes. And this company has been sued in the past, even by its own shareholders. So there were plenty of warning signs, and there have been people opposed to them even putting that geothermal plant on top of that volcano. It's right on the volcano in the first place. So I would say that this shouldn't have caught nobody by surprise. They were just taking the risk that it wasn't going to happen, ignoring the scientific data.
I hope you all paid attention to what Scotty was saying, because that's absolutely right. Fracking causes earthquakes in Oklahoma, California, Washington, Maryland, anywhere that fracking is done. Because, see, let me tell you something. The earth produces oil. Oil is the lifeblood. What they told you about fossil fuels, all of that is a lie. The earth actually produces oil, because oil is the lifeblood of the planet. And when you take out more blood than required, what happens? The body starts to collapse, and the overall earth starts to collapse, and that's where you have seismic movement. One of the functions of oil is to prevent the rubbing of the tectonic plates and the fault lines. Just like in your oil, it breaks down the overall heat transfer from metal to metal, velocity heat transfer. So what Scotty is saying is very, very, very important and significant, because if they were having fracking on Hawaii, who in the world would frack Hawaii knowing that its seismic activity and its volcanism? Why would you do that? Unless you wanted to destabilize that overall area intentionally. And these are very, very important. And Scotty talked to I talked to Scotty about this last week. And so that information is starting to come out, what's going on. And let me tell you something about Harry Reid, the former senator. Not only is he involved in that one, he was involved in the Bundy Ranch problem a couple of years ago with China. Because what were they doing? China wanted to gain land in Nevada. Why? Because it wasn't what was above the land, it was below the land. In Nevada, which was one of the last largest silver deposits in the country, this is why Nevada is known as the Silver State. And it has a silver deposit like no other in the world, where the gold and silver is infused together. And I've only seen it three times in my life. And this overall fusion of those two elements is spectacular. But silver is very, very prevalent in Nevada. This is why it's known as the Silver State. It's known as Comstock silver deposits. But they were trying to take over that region for a very specific reason. It wasn't reason, not because of what was above the land where the Bundy Ranch was and everything else, but it was below it. And China was very, very, very influential in that overall in that overall play there. So just wanted to let you know about some of the things that matter that's kept off of the radar, but the significance of them are extremely, extremely, extremely important. So Scotty laid out some of the truth of the Big Island, and that's right, because of Kilauea, that land was cheap. But I'm very, very concerned in the Navy and with their overall tsunami drills before they even had their second tsunami drill. One of the first things when Kilauea went off, and I caught some side eye on this, but I don't care about the side eye. That don't faze me. I knew that, and I didn't know about the fracking until Scotty said something to me. I knew that there was a reason. It was a non-natural event that was happening at Kilauea. And fracking is not natural. You're actually causing seismic activity to actually to start to come into play. And so very, very important. And that's significant because the tsunami that could come off of Kilauea and off of the Big Island could cause for the overall complete economic demise of this country by a tsunami hitting the West Coast. And that can be done by water displacement into the sea, land sliding into the ocean, or by earthquake seismic activity displacing the floor of the seafloor, pushing it up, and that will cause a wave. That's what happened in that last great big tsunami that wiped out all those people on Boxer Day holiday in Indonesia. So it could be double the size of that. It could come to the United States, hit the U.S. shores at over 100 feet and more, and that will cause a great economic displacement, and not only that, loss of
breaking
life
news,
and everything
Dave,
else.
I got some breaking news for you.
Those are some of the things. Go ahead, Scotty.
Breaking news, a major eruption just happened in a volcano in Guatemala. 62 people reported dead. It's happening right now.
Yeah, I posted about it earlier,
Yeah, that's ongoing. That's actually started, I think, Saturday evening. Scotty and Roz, and I think the last one that Scotty just hit on breaking news was may have been the final major one, and then the after effects. There's a lot going on. The earth is ringing like a bell, and I'm not quite sure if it's natural or if it's actually caused by planetary celestial activity, because when you talk about this government and these governments as a body, you can never, ever, 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 ever trust them. So that's why I posted that there, Roz, within the news. And so all of the YouTube videos is for everyone to check out and make their own assessment. So, Roz, cool. If you would go ahead with what's in the news, bro, I would greatly appreciate it.
No problem. I did want to say, too, that a few days back, last week, I posted that the lava flows had covered two geothermal plants on the Big Island. So the potential for that to further trigger disaster is quite high, too. So, yeah, I agree with everything you and Scotty were saying. It's just ridiculous. So, we're going to jump into this. So the next article is from Xinhua.net, and that's Xinhua.net. And it's entitled, African Economy Needs More Usage of the Chinese Yuan, Says Financial Expert. Now, that particular article, I think, is quite important. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just want to read two blurbs. So it says, and this is, they're talking to, this is an African, I believe he's an African economist. And he says, one of the issues we discussed, this is a quote, though, was that sometimes if you have borrowed from China, they want to bill you in U.S. dollars. Now we're saying our government must start discussing with Chinese enterprises and government so that we're building yuan and then we can pay in yuan, because there is no point if we start keeping our reserves in yuan but we're building dollars. It's no good, he said. And then the other part I wanted to say, read, is towards the end. So it says, this is an organization called MEFMI, M-E-F-M-I, and that stands for Microeconomic and Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa. And it says, MEFMI argues that the bulk of reserves for most countries in the region are invested in U.S. dollars, yet their composition has not kept pace with large shifts in the world economy. This is particularly so since China and India continue to shape global economic trends as they remain major trade partners for the region. MEFMI countries comprise of Angola, Botswana, Burundi, Kenya, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Rwanda, Swaziland, Tanzania, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. So it looks like eventually all of those countries are going to end up having to shift to the Chinese yuan. Now, what I think this is going to do is cause them to have to take sides now, because they've really been kind of playing a balancing act between dealing with China
right.
for their infrastructure and business ventures, but then also publicly saying they support the U.S.'s activities on the global theater. So I think this is going to force them to have to make a hard decision. And then from there, you know, the cards will fall where they may, because I think, you know, the trend is going in the exact direction you were talking about, which is complete isolation of the United States. So you want to chime in on that? I just thought it was important.
What that article is basically saying, and Rise pointed out, Africa economy needs the overall Chinese yuan. Why does it need the Chinese yuan? Because the dollar is not getting the overall traction that it used to get in the past, because it's losing purchasing power. So they need something that another currency that people have more faith in. And let me tell you, that means economic disaster for our dinner tables, our refrigerators, our overall savings, and our quality of life and standard of living here. So that's very, very important. Read between the lines. A lot of the articles that we post here inside of Tando Radio Show, you got to read between the lines as to what's being said, and that's what that means there. If Africa and the rest of the world is actually seeking Chinese yuan, that means this. Just by them seeking Chinese yuan, that means that they have to do what? There can be no buyer without a seller. They have to sell the U.S. dollars.
Right.
And that means hyperinflation for everyone here. So very, very important, Rod. So well said. Go ahead, bro.
Awesome. Okay, so the next one is from Press TV, and it says U.S. sanctions aim to delay its collapse. It says the IRIB head. And I'm just going to read the blurb because I think it says enough, but I think people should read it. It says the head of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting has slammed Washington's new sanctions on some Iranian persons and entities, saying the United States seeks to delay its definitive collapse through imposing sanctions on other countries. I think that says enough right there. They're basically calling out the boom, and they're calling it out for what it is. They see the pattern, they know what the pattern is, and they've aligned themselves with the people that are going to be on the upward swing of this pendulum. And that's all I could say about that. Highly intelligent, and I hope people are paying attention here, because what you just said like 5 seconds ago about the hyperinflation, it's the setup is major at this point, and this is just another cog in the wheel. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, and you know what, Rods, with this article is really basically the premises is it gives you an intel to what the rest of the world already thinks about the dollar and what the U.S. citizen here doesn't even know about the U.S. dollar. The rest of the world knows that it's not worth a darn thing. So what are they trying to do? Get out of the way of its liabilities. So this sanction is a part of the hidden hand, and we're going to jump into that into today's show and the significance of that. So that's why we posted it there. Once again, read between the lines. If the rest of the world doesn't want your currency, guess what? You shouldn't want it either. So check out that article. Go ahead, Ross.
All right. So the next one is from Bloomberg, and it's Kudlow says, don't blame Trump as China warns of trade pullback. So the little blurb says, blame China and those who are breaking trade rules, not Donald Trump. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says, as China warned that all comments so far in talks with the U.S. over trade would be withdrawn if the president carries out his threat to impose tariffs. So this is not going to be, they're playing a real stern, strong game right now, and everybody has their poker face up. And like you said, the trade wars are just a precursor to shooting wars. And I think, you know, Larry Kudlow is just making excuses. If you just look at all of Trump's machinations, all of his decisions over the last entire part in his entire presidency, it's been geared towards putting us in the exact position we're in. Nothing he's done was to facilitate us coming out of it or moving in a direction that was better for the country at all. So to me, this is just, you know, China's doing what China does best as the top, you know, the top dog in the kennel right now. They're putting it on us, and it's just another cog in the wheel of the destruction of this country, as far as I'm concerned. The next one is a YouTube video.
Roz, real quick, okay. And I wanted to chime in. Let me just say this. Very, very important, and it came out of Zero Hedge. That was very, very important. It basically said, Goldman Sachs says in order for the U.S. to win a trade war, they have to first have their market, the stock market, collapse. Hope you realize what that means. The U.S. is bent press on winning a trade war, which means that they know that in order to win the trade war, that they have to have your pensions lose everything, not 20%, not 10%, not 15%, everything. And this is Goldman Sachs telling you this. And these were quotes from Goldman Sachs, and that's significant. Let me tell you, this system always tells you what their intentions is. But what they do is they tell you these things, and they try to glamorize it and put it into a way where, one, you don't understand it, or you're not fully comprehending what the intention is, or majorly you ignore it. You just ignore it, and they tell you, and then they bite you in this whole thing. So significant. Go ahead, Ross.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad you were able to add that to the conversation. So the next one is from express.co.uk, and that's concerning the Hawaii volcano. It says, Hawaii volcano eruption, scientists alarmed as drone reveals mysterious cracks in Kilauea. The blurb says a drone mission has alarmed scientists monitoring the erupting Hawaii volcano, which has become one of the world's most dangerous and volatile sites. Kilauea has shocked the world with streams of lava swallowing houses and giant fissures opening up across Hawaii. So, yeah, everything that I saw when I came from work is basically the article saying, too, that things do look like they're getting worse. And with these fissures, who's to say what else is going to happen? And, like you said, with the fracking, it's not a game. Like, that stuff triggers earthquakes everywhere. So it's not a good look. I hope it doesn't get worse, but it really looks like it just might. The following article is from globaltimes.cn, and it's titled, U.S. Seeking Hegemony with Command Name Change. China on Thursday urged the U.S. to play a responsible, constructive role in the Asia-Pacific region after Washington renamed its most expansive military command, a move China analysts warn could be a U.S. attempt at global hegemony. So, did you want me to read that, Dave, or no?
No. Yeah, on the What's in the News, Roz, just read the sub and everything else. On that article, that was a very important one, because it basically sets up that China is not going to allow the U.S. to get the positioning that most people think that they're entitled to here. I hate to say it, y'all. The only people that's buying the or drinking the U.S. Kool-Aid is U.S. citizens. So, yeah, Roz, just give a brief synopsis and on everything. Very, very important. Read these articles if you see fit on your own.
Absolutely. So the next one is from Press TV, and it says, Canada says Trump tariffs are insulting. Canada's prime minister...
Man,
Justin,
major.
Yeah, Justin
sorry,
Trudeau,
Roz.
No problem, has said the U.S. imposition of tariffs on metal imports is an insult to their longstanding security partnership. Quote, the president and the administration have decided that Canada and Canadian steel and aluminum is a national security threat to the United States. So I think that they, you know, again, it's all about isolating the U.S. We're not going to go be able to go north to Canada, north, south to Mexico. So it's a big setup as far as I'm concerned. It's major. Like
no
said,
allies.
Yeah,
the U.S.
No
has no allies now. They've actually subjugated and they actually segregated themselves against the world, which means the Nazi Germany. So draconious measures are coming. So that's the whole read between the lines setup. Go ahead, Ross.
No problem. The next article is from MiddleEastEye.net, and it's entitled "Good as Gold: Turkey Uses Bullion to Stabilize Its Economy." Turkey's economy has been in a tailspin with an inflationary currency, but the country is using something rare to help stabilize itself: gold. In late 2011, Turkey started to allow commercial banks to use gold instead of the Turkish lira for their required deposits at the central bank. So that is a major, major turn.
Huge.
Doesn't the U.S. still owe them gold, too?
Yep, they are repatriating their gold as we speak. If they get it, I'll be surprised. Germany, big up to Carlos. Germany has received its gold. That's why they are our number one enemy, public enemy number one. And I don't think they're going to give Turkey back their gold. Major, major. If Turkey realizes the importance of having real money in their overall possessions, and the U.S. government knows the importance of having real money in their possessions, this is why they had cash for gold schemes and places at every corner during 2002 up into 2012. Now, once they got all that gold out of everybody's hand, they're ready to get people right where they want them, dependent on the U.S., and they're going to break you. They're going to break you, and it's not going to be enough because you don't even have jewelry-grade gold, jewelry-grade money in your homes anymore, which means this, the golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. If you don't have any gold, what rules can you make? You can only follow. Very, very important. Go ahead, Ross.
Absolutely right. The next article is from WND.com. It says Ancestry wants your spit, DNA, and your trust. It markets its DNA kits with promises that tug at the heartstrings. Discover ancestors, strengthen family ties, understand your life, aided by venture capital and a flood of savvy marketing. Ancestry LLC has grown to become the world's largest DNA testing conglomerate. And yep, I mean, once you saw what they did with the Golden State Killer, that should tell you everything you need to know about
man, Roz, I hope people, let me tell you, this is what the system does. It's kind of like on Friday, you heard Scotty and I were talking about civil rights and everything else, and we probably will and we should get back in that conversation at the appropriate time. This is what this country will always do. We always have to remember the deeds of this country and not what they write down on paper, because what they write down on paper gives them plausible deniability to hide what their true intentions are. Ancestry.com is getting all of your spit and all of your DNA for a reason, just like Facebook was doing it when we told you to get off of Facebook, to leave Facebook, because they're going to be using that in a malevolent way. And what is Ancestry.com doing? They're doing the exact same thing. Until we stop having faith into this system, and until we start looking at the truth and the evidence of how this system has acted and hold them accountable to what their actions were, despite what they say, we will always be in a position of disadvantage. Ancestry.com is actually using your overall, check this out, your overall inquisitiveness, nosiness, and your overall confirmation, where somebody has to confirm who you are. Because of that, they're telling you, send in your overall DNA and they'll tell you who you are. How do you know? Because you don't know how to read the DNA samples. You're not doing the overall testing. You don't know if they're bona fide, if they're corrupted, or anything else. They can just get your money and just tell you, oh, you Scottish. And then guess what? You'll believe it. Telling you, this system is keen and is wise, and it realizes if it builds blind faith, then you're blind, not them. You're blind, not them. And that's critical, because that actually confers with Facebook and everything else. We told you before Facebook even came out that they're taking your information and they're data mining it and using it against you. Months later, it was almost a year later after Scotty put Black BTR community together, a year later almost, that it finally came out that, oh, Facebook was compromising you. It was so bad that Facebook, and look at the words that they use here. I didn't mean to go this far on this, but look at the words that they use. Zuckerberg said, I don't know why these dumb effers trust me. And then guess what, Ancestry, just trust me. Once again, they're calling you a ignorant and dumb individual because you're engaging in blind faith. And it's ridiculous. We haven't, until we grow past that, until we respect our enemy for what their capabilities are, then every time that they have a clandestine operation against us, and every time they dig a hole, we'll fall in it. So, go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, that was a very powerful article there, and I think it's important for sure. The next one is from VeteransToday.com. Are North Korea and Iran deceiving the West? My dear colleague Michael Shrimpton and I generally part company on issues regarding the Middle East and Asia. In fact, we had a long dialogue about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan a few years ago. My contention throughout was that my esteemed colleague perpetuated numerous claims which could easily be dismissed with sober thought, historical documentation, and logical consistency. So it looks like they had a disagreement on what was happening. I don't know if you want me to read a little more just to give context, or did you want to give the context?
Yeah, you know what? This whole thing with and that was the Iraqi resume oil swap with Iran, right, Raj?
Yes. So that's the next one.
Okay.
The next one's inside of that. Yeah.
That one. Okay, I missed that next one. Oh yeah, this was from Veterans Day, and yeah. What's this whole thing is that what's going to happen is that the rest of the world and the U.S. will be the last ones to the party. They won't even realize, the U.S. citizens won't even realize that they've been had by the political arena, but the rest of the world will be well aware of it. And this is the overall setup that's being put into place. So, yeah, go ahead to the next one, Roz, which is a real good, important one from Sputnik.
No problem. Yeah, this Sputnik. Iraq resumes oil swap with Iran despite potentially leaving Saudi dissatisfied. The oil from Kirkuk province hasn't been flown to Iran for some time after Tehran helped Baghdad reclaim the territory from Kurdish forces, from the Kurdish forces. It's unclear how long the deal is going to be afloat since a political bloc led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr secured a large number of seats in the Iraqi parliament. So, this is an interesting turn of events. Now, what was the oil swap with Iran always about? Was it for them to process the oil differently, or what was that all about?
Now, here's the key with that. The oil swap between Iraq and Iran is significant because of this. If you're oil swapping with Iran, Iran is what? Sanctioned by the U.S. and not using the petrodollar anymore. That means that Iraq is now inadvertently not using the U.S. dollar. Remember when what was his name? Saddam tried to come off of the dollar. That's when they invaded him. Of the countries that have assets are getting away from the dollar. The reason why they swap with Iran is because that is a politically correct way to say we're not using the dollar anymore. It's over. The dollar is over. Go ahead, Ron. Next
one. No problem. Wow. They flipping the bird with that one. So the next one is from CNN, Cerebrally Naive Network, you call it. Syrian president to meet Kim Jong-un in North Korea, report says. Assad will visit Kim in North Korea, the latter country's state news agency KCNA said Sunday. The report did not specify a date for the meeting, and Syrian state media has so far not reported on the planned visit. If the meeting takes place in Pyongyang, it would be the first time a world leader has visited Kim in the capital. So this is interesting because I posted an article from the Antimedia in the same thread about that as well. So I would just definitely implore people to read it because if it does take place, then it's really, there's a lot of different pieces moving on the board, and now they're making moves that are just even more interesting, I would say.
Yep, so true. Let me tell you what the moves are, the nuclear moves. Why would Assad want to meet with North Korea? To buy nuclear technology so that they could be a nuclear-capable country. Huge. And if you can't see the dynamics on that, I'm going to tell you, a two-hour show on Tando Radio Show ain't going to bring you up to speed. You're going to have to wait, because that is not where we are. And the significance of that is what Stevie Wonder could see that. So go ahead, Ross.
No problem. It's this interesting turn of events. So this one is from Sputnik News. It says, enemies can't be trusted. Tehran won't yield to foreign pressure. So the supreme leader of Iran, Ali Khamenei, says that enemies have staged economic and psychological warfare against Iran to bring the country to its knees, according to state TV. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Sayed Ali Khamenei, is addressing people in the mausoleum of Ruhollah Khomeini. So this is, I guess they're just voicing their defiance and that they're not taking the U.S.'s crap. They got big steel ones, man. So they're doing it. And they're doing it right.
You know what, Raj? Let me rephrase this. Let me rewrite this. Enemies can't be trusted. The black community shouldn't yield to the U.S. pressures. That's how that should read. And until we stop giving blind faith to this, the enemy has always been right in front of us. But what we've been trying to do is we've been trying to accept what the enemy was always going to get. We've been trying to get the enemy to accept us as being a real ally. That means if your enemy is now your ally, that means that you have compromised your morality to what the enemy's agenda is. Enemies can't be trusted. The black community shouldn't yield to U.S. pressure. And we, how many times have we done that throughout our existence? I won't say any more. Go ahead, Roz.
No problem. So the next one is from the Washington Post. I posted this one. It's Japan's recovery is the greatest economic success story never told. And I wanted you to speak on this. So it says the world needs a new poster child for failure. For a long time, we see that it was supposed to be Japan. The conventional wisdom is that its timid response to its own great crash turned what should have been a few bad years into a lost decade, a period from which it never fully recovered. That's what the blurb says, but I wanted you to kind of speak on that.
You know what? I didn't read this article, but I definitely need to. I'm going to tell you, whenever Roz posts stuff there, there's stuff that's significant that you need to read. Now, we got to know the history of Japan. Japan got actually nuked by the U.S. for one reason and a couple of reasons only, because the Japan would not yield to U.S. economic pressures. And the U.S., what they did was they created a facade of being attacked by Japan in order for them to get Japan to yield to them. Same thing that they've done with us. So check out that article. I will too as well. But I just know that the overall how Japan actually got two nuclear devices, two acts of terrorists dropped on them is because they wouldn't comply economically. And this is the significance of this. If you don't comply with your overall subjugator or enslaver economically, then they have no power at all. None whatsoever. Ways and means. That means your way of life provides for their means of life. So go ahead, Roz. Let's go to the next one.
No problem. It's a vampiric relationship. So this one is...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one is from the New York Times. It says, Nipah virus, dangerous and little known, spreads in India. The infection and emerging threat has killed virtually all of its
victims. Oh, wait, stop right there. Arash. Arash. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about what India has been doing. Remember, India is going to defy U.S. sanctions. Remember, India is going to be doing business with Iran. And then all of a sudden, they got a biological virus in their midst? No. This is the conspiracy agenda, not conspiracy theory. Go ahead, Roz.
Yeah, and you also know Monsanto lost a major case there due to all of the...
A huge case there.
Suicide, so they're about to pull out of India completely. So, yeah, this is all tied in, like you said, but it says here, I'll just read the blurb briefly. The infection and emerging threat has killed virtually all of its victims so far in India. A rare brain-damaging virus that experts consider a possible epidemic threat has broke out broken out in the state of Kerala, India, for the first time, infecting 18 people and killing 17 of them, according to the World Health Organization. So, yeah, this is like the new Ebola over there, pretty much is what they're sending, because actually the CIA has a patent on the Ebola that was just released in Africa a few years ago. So I'm pretty sure they probably have a patent on this Nipah virus as well. Would not surprise me one bit. And all the stuff you said would be the perfect cause for them to do what they're doing. So, yeah, I think it's definitely...
Check it out. Hey, yeah. Roz, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to run through these articles real quick because we got to get into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We are here. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. We are in what's in the news, and on Mondays there's a lot of stuff that's what's in the news because of over the weekend, so just bear with us. We will get into today's show. We're going to hurry up and get through some of this. We got my man Roz as reading what's in the news, so we're going to jump back into there. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Go ahead, Roz.
No problem. So this one's from the Anti-Media posted too. This one is Saudi King threatens military action if Qatar installs Russian air defense system. Saudi King Salman has threatened to take military action against neighboring Qatar if the nation follows through with a plan to install an anti-aircraft defense system. Salman said that he would take military action to, quote, eliminate this defense system, unquote. So tensions are rising even more. What do you have to say on that, Dave?
One second. Real quick. Controlling. Sorry about that, Roz.
Oh, no,
you know I can't do two things at one time. Just posting something for Scotty. Inside. Yes, on that article. Real quick, that one was the. Saudi threatens military action if Qatar installed Russian air defense. That's because that whole area is going to blow up, and they don't want. And this is the overall expansion of the war. They don't want the actual BRIC nation allies to win, which they already will win. So that's what's up with there. Go ahead, Roz. Next, we'll go to the next one.
No problem. So the next one is the anti-media article I posted.
That Roz posted.
About Assad meeting Kim Jong-un, so you can definitely check that out. I'm not going to get into that. We talked about that already. The next one is also about the eruption in Guatemala. This one said 25 dead after explosive volcano eruption in Guatemala. The photographs are incredible. But yeah, just read that to find out more about it. And then Scotty gave us an update not too long ago that even more people were reported dead. I forget the exact number that he said, but there were quite a few. So the next one now is from the...
Next one is important. Make sure you read this one because it goes right along with everything with the hidden hand. Go ahead, Roz.
No problem. So this is also from the Anthem Media as well. It says, a new UN report condemns U.S. for deliberately, unquote, creating devastating inequality. It is no secret that the United States has among the worst levels of inequality, poverty, and infant mortality of all wealthy nations. But a scathing new United Nations report concludes that President Donald Trump and the GOP-controlled Congress are, quote, deliberately, unquote, working to make these already devastating crises worse by waging war on the poor while lavishing the rich with massive tax cuts. Man,
stop
it says
right there.
It all. Mm-hmm.
Says it all. Here's the key to that whole thing. Scotty and I had a conversation on Friday about exactions. Taxes is a form of exactions. And that's been actually quoted and judged upon the Supreme Court and the appellate courts, saying that taxes is a form of exactions, and that's critical, absolutely critical, and it's deliberate. And this UN report condemns the U.S. for deliberate creating a devastating inequality, because that's what they've always been about. It hasn't changed. It won't change. They legalize where they can do that willfully against every single person, not just the black community, not the Hispanic community, not the white community. They consider everybody subjugates and slaves to their system. Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead, Ross.
No problem. The next one's from the Anthem Media as well. New lawsuits filed against U.S. government regarding cancer-linked pesticides. The Trump administration and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency are facing three new lawsuits regarding recently amended practices regarding the use of certain pesticides which have been linked to cancer. A coalition of conservation and public health groups have filed suit against the Trump administration and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, I'm sure is what it says. But that, yeah. So it's funny how all of this stuff is happening. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting how this is moving forward with these lawsuits, and I think it's just going to get worse. The next one is from the Anthem Media. It says NATO will not intervene if Iran strikes Israel. NATO Secretary General says the alliance wouldn't come to Israel's defense in case of an attack by arch enemy Iran. This article was showing. But that's what it says basically. NATO is not going to intervene if Iran strikes Israel. So I guess they're going to leave them isolated as well. So all the trouble they're starting and all the missiles they're sending into these different countries, Syria and elsewhere in Iran. So, hey, it seems like both of them are going to get isolated. Because, like I said, the U.S. was Israel before Israel became Israel.
Right. That's so true. And, Raj, here's the big thing with this that needs to be clarified. This says that NATO has already broken up. NATO will not intervene if Iran strikes Israel. But the U.S. will intervene. And if the U.S. intervenes by way of the charter of and the agreement of NATO, that means that NATO has to come to their defense. And you know what that means? NATO is no longer a part or ally of the U.S. Huge. Go ahead, Ross.
No problem. So the next one is from anti-media as well. U.S. military set to deploy powerful anti-missile shield in Germany. The United States is looking to establish a powerful missile shield in Germany in a potential move that would further inflame tensions with both Moscow and Tehran. Like I said, they're making moves to isolate us and get us set up to be really hurt. Go ahead, Dave.
Yep.
Speak on this.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Raj, because I want to move through this because I want to get into the show. So real good stuff. Keep going.
No problem. The next one is from the anti-media as well. New flotilla continues towards Gaza to challenge the Israeli blockade. This is the second report. This is the second report from Elizabeth Murray, who was aboard a new flotilla to protest the illegality of the 12-year blockade that is choking Gaza. We are possibly a more motley crew than the passengers aboard the SS Minnow in the old show. You know the show. I'm forgetting it. But that's basically they're going to challenge the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip on the water. We'll see what happens with that. The next one is Wake Up World. Why parents and scientists, not Bill Gates, must have the final say on vaccine safety? So this says a disturbing video has surfaced on the internet in which vaccine advocate Bill Gates admits to a Gates Foundation staff meeting that he advised President Trump against investigating the potential safety risks of vaccines. So that says it all right there, because we've talked about vaccines before. Mess with that. Next one is from Raw Story. Holy bleep, the internet is stunned by Trump's insane boast that he can pardon himself for anything. President Donald Trump on Monday morning asserted that he can pardon himself if he's ever indicted, and despite all of his antics, Twitter was shocked. Quote, as has been stated by numerous legal scholars, I have the absolute right to pardon myself, but why would I do that when I've done nothing wrong? Unquote. Lunatic.
Huge. This is a part of today's show, The Hidden Hand. It's all a setup. Go ahead, Rod, to the next one.
Last one's from Dave. This is from RT International. Putin signs law on countermeasures against U.S. and its allies. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a law stipulating implementation of counter-sanctions against the U.S. and its allies. The legislation is to be applied to any state or person for, quote, hostile actions, unquote, against Russia. It allows Russian authorities to cut international cooperation with foreign states and to impose import and export restrictions, among other countermeasures. That is huge, like you said, Fed. Whoa, okay.
Huge.
So that's what's in the news today, Dave. With that, I'll meet myself and lay in the cut.
Man, much love, much respect. Thanks, Roz. And the last story is a part of today's show. Putin signs a law on countermeasures against the U.S. and its allies. What does that mean? They are going to have sanctions against the U.S. How do you see if someone, it says counter sanctions, meaning that if, how do you counter punch someone? If you're a boxer and you listen to Tando radio show, when you counter punch someone, what does that mean? That their punch, you deflect and you respond with another punch. That's a counter. Counter offensive means that you actually, you absorb their overall offense and you respond to it with a more prevailing and precise and precisionist strike that will hurt your overall enemy. This is all legal writings for the same end result of the collapse. And they're going to use that against countermeasures against. That's what I've been saying, is that the whole world is going to be moving against the U.S. Countermeasures means that Russia is going to invoke sanctions against the U.S. further than what the U.S. has been able to do. In order for Russia to do that, how do they do that? They use China. Use China. These are all the things that we really, really need to understand. And we're going to get into some of those things on today's show. If you'd like to get in, thanks, Roz, for everything and chime in at any time. Greatly appreciate you, you and Jenna. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is the, let me move it back up real quick, because I was going with Roz with all of what's in the news. And just on Fridays, there's a whole lot more in the news. There's a lot of great articles and YouTube videos there that you should be checking out and knowing for yourself so that you can think for yourself, in my opinion. I'm not saying that everything we post is right or has the everything else, but at least it's actually information that's not the mainstream media is covering at all. Today's show is a hidden hand playing into our future. And I just want to say this is the premises that I mean about that. There's a hidden hand that we think one thing about something, but the overall intentions of something is completely different. When we look at the sanctions that the U.S. is doing against other countries, including some of its so-called allies, Canada, Mexico, Germany, it totally means something else. There's a hidden hand to that. And all of that stuff is starting to come out. And the reason why they wanted to hit these new sanctions, why they hit Iran, is because Iran is a way into Germany, is a way into England, is a way into other states, Turkey. Why is it in a way into those states? Because those states have been actually bringing about in China. Those states have been the ones that are causing the death knell of the U.S. economy, by way of the petro yuan and repatriating their gold, and more importantly, dropping the U.S. dollar. Let me tell you something about this system here. If you don't have a real respect and a reverence for how deep their corruption is, they're going to catch you slipping. Not anytime. They're going to catch you slipping all the time. That's just the way it is, because their overall doctrine of enslavement is until the end. It's not temporary. They don't like white people over black people or black people over white people. They use people to project their overall love for power. They create those natural barriers and that natural disdainment and that natural disconnect to their advantage. They get Hispanics against blacks and Hispanics against whites and whites against black and blacks against white, because that benefits them. It don't benefit you. It never has. It never will. And until we start to see how really compartmentalized and how really entrenched this overall enemy is, we won't look to the deeps of its overall control. We'll look at the shallow ownership of it and think we're going to win. And you'll find out something, that its roots go deeper than what you can see. And I think that's very, very, very important, especially in today's world and how this is falling out, coming into place. And I wanted to read an article real quickly. It was three articles. One was from Press TV, two was from Press TV, and one was an article that Roz had put in to today's show. And that one article that Roz put in today's show is about Trump pardoning himself. It's a setup. It's a setup. And I can't reiterate this long enough. I mean, I can't reiterate this enough, and I can't really emphasize this deeply enough. If we continue to allow the system to create our overall culture, standard of living, then we will never really fully understand how subjugated and enslaved we are to this system. It will never give you anything. It will only take everything you have away from you, because there's never enough for them. It's an insatiable appetite to destruction. It's a cancer. They will eat the host until the cancer kills itself. Cancer is not natural, it's man-made. Dogs don't get cancer until you start feeding them dog food or engaging in activities that's outside of the natural world. Wild wolves don't get cancers. Domesticated ones do. I'm going to just say this. I'm going to get a lot of people mad, but I really don't care. The wild dies of natural causes, while the fool dies from infirmaries. I'm going to let you think about that. You may not get it right now, but hopefully in 5, 6, 10 darn years from now, you'll get what I mean by that. And that's very, very important. One of the things that I appreciated about my brother used to always tell me, David, never make plans for today or tomorrow, because that's too short for someone to alter your plans. Make a plan for 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years. And I won't tell you what he said, but he says they won't even look that far. It was a derogatory term that he said. And that's so true. And this system has taught us to be so short term, so immediate, so microwave, that all we ever do is focus on right now, and right now is always our selfish, narcissistic view. It's never, it won't be a seeding of prosperity going forward, because we consume, because the system has taught us to be just like them, to think just like they want us to think, to consume everything you have right now so that you'll will run out. You'll be dependent upon them. That means you're a debt slave. I've been taught to be a debt slave my whole life. I've been pretty proficient at it. I've been an expert at it. But I realized something within my overall inner soul and my inner spirit that it wasn't right. Now, if I realized that and I moved away from that and I listened to my overall spiritualness, I could heal myself. It won't be right away. It'll be a process because it didn't get into my system immediately. It was a willful acceptance. There was an article from Press TV. Sanctions aim to delay its collapse. Let's look at what the setup of the system is and the demise of the empire of the United States is really being happened. So you may think that Iran, China, Russia are right. If you think that, you are so drastically wrong. But see, the wrong won't be executed in your overall lifespan, your physical lifespan. What it's going to be is going to be executed in your children, in your grandchildren, and those that you have yet not named lifespan. And I'm going to tell you something, that's wise, because they know only the short-sighted look for right now as a measure of their true prosperity. Are we so broke? That's the truth. Check it out. Here's what the head of the Islamic Republic of Iran said. The head of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB, has slammed Washington's new sanctions on Iran's persons and entitles the U.S. saying the U.S. seeks to delay its definitive collapse through imposing sanctions on other countries. See, the system knows exactly how to defend itself because it created it. And that's exactly right. The U.S. is imposing sanctions because without sanctions, it can't compel people to do what they want them to do, nations to do. And if they can't compel people to do what they want them to do, that means they are no longer relevant. They are no longer in existence. What am I saying? The sanctions is the demise. It's when the bully pulls out all that it has to try to scare somebody into compliance. Try to scare somebody into cowering down. Try to scare somebody into bending his knees. But here's the different situation is that the overall rest of the world has no bending their knees to the U.S. anymore. Because what bent them to at the knee is no longer relevant. The only thing that bends at the knee now is our willingful participation in this system. Not theirs, ours. And our group is such a small group. That's what the system wants. Because there's a larger group outside of the world that the overall system is more concerned about and is moving its energy towards. They want to direct their thinking in domestication. They don't even care about you in the States anymore. And this isn't just me saying it. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you wouldn't even hear a peep out of countries challenging the United States. They don't even challenge the United States anymore. What they say is that the United States is insignificant. We don't even need to consider them. How important of you? I just want you to think about back in your high school days when you had a relationship with somebody and they didn't even consider your butt no more. How much influence did you have with them? None whatsoever. And until we stop thinking the way that the system told us to think, then we'll completely be the control robots and the AI that they've created. artificial intelligence. Why is it artificial intelligence? Because the intelligence that you have is no longer yours. It's artificially somebody else's by means and method. So when Iran says the U.S. new sanctions on some Iranian persons and entities says the U.S. seeks to delay its definitive collapse through imposing sanctions on other countries, the United States has been overwhelmed by illustrations that by imposing, successive sanctions and mounting pressure on Iran's people, it could find a way to slow down its collapse. So let me stop right there. Many of y'all said I was a conspiracy theorist because in a fear monger because I was talking about the economic collapse of the U.S. for so long. That's because you couldn't see it and because you didn't want it to happen. You didn't think it could happen because you weren't really rationally looking at the evidence that was there. But Iran was. The rest of the world was. They knew what the books meant. And when you don't know what the books mean, and you don't know what it really, really entails, you won't be able to give a real credible thought as to the overall trend and outcome. You can have an opinion, but an opinion ain't gonna make shit right. Just not gonna do it. The article goes on. Here's very, very important. Listen to what the article says. Ignoring the facts that this process only boasts unity and solidarity of the great Iranian nation. Ignoring the facts. See, so often the U.S. was able to colonize the thinking of people to ignore the facts. And when you ignore the facts, or when you ignore evidence that substantiates or validates what is really the truth, the fault is yours. By either mistake, error, or intentional, you are no longer closer to it than you ever were before. You fell behind. Because something else artificially is dictating who you are, what you think, what you believe, and more importantly, what you're will to do. And that will fail. Because it's based on a facade. It's based on a mirage. So what am I saying? The sanctions that the U.S. is imposing against the rest of the world is not diminishing, it's growing. It was able to get away with sanctions. That's what caused Iran, that's what caused Japan to engage in a military confrontation at Pearl Harbor. That the end result that the U.S. engaged in a military operation against the people of Japan, the innocent people of Japan, by dropping two nuclear devices on them, that was an act of terror. So they know what they were able to do in the past is no longer presently relevant. What the U.S. wrote in the past is no longer presently relevant because the intentions of its writings has been through factual discovery. And what is factual discovery? Factual discovery is this. When you look at what's written and apply it to what's been and look at it from what's been applied, and they don't line up. The U.S. intentions at all times was to colonize the rest of the world. When it said it had a banner of freedom and it wanted to actually come as an ally to bring about capitalism, prosperity, and wealth, when it was really going to do was going to engorge itself in wealth that it was going to get by malevolent means, meaning it was going to tax and indebted countries to death and say it was the right way to do, right way to be. See, when you're in the U.S. and you're in the country, you fall for that very easily because you haven't been on the other side of it. When things don't affect you, it's very easy to take on what the overall propaganda has been pushed to you. And all of it's been propaganda because none of it has been sincere. So the rest of the world, as we speak, they realize who the U.S. is and what this truth is.
Hey, Dave, we overdue for our break, but before we go to break, you know what impressed me? And I'm not speaking to all nations because all nations don't take U.S. tax dollars or, as I call them, butter biscuits. If you really want to show me you sovereign, then turn down that money that they bribe you with. Then I'll be impressed.
Wait, say that again, Scotty.
Turn down that money that they bribe you with. When a nation does that,
man,
then that's showing me they serious about their sovereignty. Because
Scotty, yes. When we come back out of a commercial break, what Scotty said was so true. And what I wanted to present to you all. And my man Rio, the truth needs no defense. And that's so true. Let's go to a commercial break.
Hey,
you're listening,
Dave, go
to
ahead
Candle
skip.
Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
Dave,
we'll be
skip
right
the
back
break.
After this quick commercial break.
Skip the break, man, because my screen has locked up and I don't want it to shut down. So we'll just tell them
you
tuned in to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Exactly. It's the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So just before we were going to go into this quick intermission and break, Scotty had said that one of the things that the U.S. was able to do throughout the world, it was able to bribe country and countrymen against themselves, their family, and their overall professed culture through bribery. What is bribery? What is bribery? What does it really mean? That really means accepting payment for something that you know is wrong. Let me give it to you in a non-legal way, but on the streets. Accepting a bribery is a sellout. I was taught to accept bribery growing up. Oh, don't just look at me. You were too. How were you accepted to accept bribery? Every time you used the U.S. dollar, you was accepting the bribe. Why? Because the great creator didn't create the U.S. dollar. Man did. Man has the patent on it. And whenever you use that, you were actually perpetuating, harboring, and embedding the overall continuous momentum of the colonization of the rest of the world. What Scotty said was so true. The U.S. was giving bribes out to the rest of the world. And what is a bribery? Is nothing short of selling out. What is a sellout? This is what a sellout is. When you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. You take someone else's agenda and you profess it as being the path to prosperity, righteousness, or the way that the people should go. You aid in abetting its overall momentum. You compromise what you already know, and you deaden. And let me tell you something. Once you sip on that drug, or you inject that drug into your vein, the overall addiction rate on that is 100%. Right now, the U.S. dollar can't bribe a soul outside of the U.S. I'm going to say that again. The U.S. dollar can't bribe a soul outside of the U.S. because the rest of the world don't accept that. You come to them with your overall bribe and your terms of your bribery, and you know what they say? Nah, we cool. They don't do that no more. It's not because they won't do what's illegal, immoral, and unjust or malevolent. It's not that. They are right to doing that. You just came to them with the wrong medium of exchange. You brought the wrong change, homie. They don't want your dollar. So by the U.S. losing its ability to bribe corporations, heads of corporations, middle management of corporations, sovereign wealth funds, hedge funds, countries. How about this? Being able to bribe defense contractors. That means every war that you engage in, every military conflict that you have, your butt loses. Because leverage ain't on your side. Instead of your enemies or your objective getting armaments that don't work, when they pull a trigger and it don't fire, they go, uh-oh, guess who has the uh-oh moment? You do. This stuff is old and outdated. It don't work no more. You know why? Because you've been set up to lose. And this is an engagement that we don't want to. Because we have a real economic attachment to this system. I hate to say it. We have a key to Master's house. And we be getting, we be in the house dusting a whole lot. While the rest of the world is not even making a bid for the mansion. It's not making a bid for the plantation or the big house. And what I mean by a bid is that there is no one that's making an offer. And we're losing traction. We're losing traction with our families. We're losing traction with our community. We're losing traction with the overall human species. We're losing traction with the global population. We become the pariah. And it's not by anything other than a design. So when Iran says, hey, no big deal. The U.S. is imposing sanctions because they're done. See, they know that, but we don't. And they're acting as well. They go somewhere, it's like this. You remember, for those of you that had a girlfriend or boyfriend, when your girlfriend didn't want you and you wanted her, or your boyfriend didn't want you but you wanted him, what you did by the one that's being unwanted, the other girlfriend or the boyfriend had no care what you did. They still succeeded anyhow. While you, as the one that is unwanted, is pulling your hair out. because your whole life evolves around being accepted. They're not accepting your dollars, not accepting your influence, not accepting your threats. This is really, really a strong, strong indication as to us as people globally as what we need to do to turn this whole system around. We need to have this same statement as this. The head of the human species, or the participants of the human species, has slammed the fraternal governments of the world with their sanctions against the people of the world and their entities, saying that the governments of the world seeks to delay their definitive collapse through imposing, Scotty, don't get mad, exactions on everybody in the world.
Why would I get mad at that, Dave? Depends on what type of exactions we're talking about.
I know you. Because when we don't care about that anymore, because when we move away from that, where they can't sanction us anymore because we won't comply with the benefits of their sanctions or the overall hardships of their sanctions, when that doesn't happen anymore, guess what happens? They're the only one that is seeking somebody to love them. We're not. And the article goes on. Check this out. The United States has been overwhelmed by the illusion. This is the article. Sorry, I mean to switch. I didn't mean to tell you that I didn't switch. Just switch back to this press article. The United States has been overwhelmed by the illusion that by imposing sanctions and mounting pressure on Tehran's people, it could find a way to slow down its collapse, ignoring the fact that through process only boasted unity and solidarity of the great Iranian nation. The U.S. Treasury Department announced on Wednesday that Washington had imposed sanctions on several Iranian individuals and organizations, including the IRIB chief, human rights abuse, and censorship. So here's what's so significant about that. See, if Iran was doing everything that the U.S. was doing and still doing what it was doing within this country, the U.S. would not call it a censorship or a human rights abuser, because the U.S. has been censoring and human rights abusing since its existence. But see, they ain't acknowledging that because you on our team. It's okay if you're doing it through our means and our methods, with our overall sanctions, because you're paying us taxes. That's why Secretary of State Alexander Haig said under Reagan, I don't care if they march, I don't care if they protest, as long as they pay their taxes, because it's their taxes that make them relevant, keep them empowered, keep them in positions of authority.
Hey, Dave.
And the rest of the world has woken up. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I actually yesterday was thinking about putting together a program. It'll either be this weekend. I just had to find the time in my schedule on the... I don't want to butcher the word. The evil exactions of wealth transfers. Because what's happening, like you stated earlier, a form of exaction is taxes. Now, that'd be cool if you was taking my taxes and giving them right back to the community to pay for
the
community
thing. That's
the
whole thing right there. That's Adonia's taxes. Exactly, Scotty.
To give us the things that we need for our community. But what's happening is, especially for non-white communities, primarily black communities, we pay taxes, and then those taxes aren't directed back to our community to provide for the infrastructure that we need, but it's given to countries like Israel and all the other nations that accept bribes. So that's an evil form of exactions. What can we do about it? That's another question that we probably could take hours, talking about.
Man, Scotty, whenever you do, I'm definitely there, because that is an exaction. That's exactly how they used this whole thing. And there was, it was the University of Michigan, Michigan State University found that the Department of Defense squandered $21 trillion. Where did they get that $21 trillion from? Taxes levied on the people. And when they squandered that $21 million, oh no, they weren't saying they squandered it. That was misappropriation. See, misappropriation is a government way of saying we stole the stuff. We stole it, and we used it to murder people. We used it for all of this. That's how they say things. See, we make a mistake and say he murdered somebody. He, you know, they take their whole life savings. You know what the government says? It was a misappropriation. What we say about people is that they stole everything. They stole that old man's retirement, that old lady's life savings. But we never say that about the government. And that's a psychological play. And that's a psychological position that doesn't really get us to understand what is really happening. What the government really did is they murdered these people. They squandered, they stole, they took life savings of people. They caused economic disenfranchisement. They didn't misappropriate. You misappropriate $10. It was inappropriate. Inappropriate is you took $10 and you bought a hummingbird feeder instead of buying some pens and pencils for the office place. That's a misappropriation. But when you $21 trillion, you took people's life savings and you caused their overall economic demise. And the rest of the world knows and is well aware of what the U.S. has been up to. Why? Because they've been thoroughly indoctrinated on whose turn it is to disenfranchise the people. It's not China's and Russia's turn to disenfranchise the people. It's actually China's and Russia's turn to be the overall beacon of freedom that everybody can look upon, while it's the U.S.'s turn to disenfranchise people. But then, let me tell you something, after the U.S. is no longer relevant or even spoke about or maybe even in existence at all, there go China and there go Russia. They'll do it. This has been done so many times before in the past. And it requires us to take a different approach to this whole thing. Listen, we're getting ready to get out of here. Didn't even know was this far in the show. Before we get out of here, if there's someone that wanted to chime in real quick before we get out of here, give us a call, 704-802-5056.
Yeah, Melanated real quick,
Root
Dave.
Is coming on.
Real quick.
With Brother
quick.
Rio and Tommy. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so the other day I did a program, last week I did a program on Decoration Day, also known as Memorial Day, and how I said that you're praising people who use their energy to subject other people to all manner of evil. I said, I pulled up some research on all the wars that the United States government has been engaged in, right? And I found, to my surprise, I did not know this, but they have waged more wars on this continent against the inhabitants of this continent than they have on people overseas. And that was shocking to me. It's not shocking that I wasn't taught that in school and nobody, you know, really talked about it, but there was a war that George Washington led. Everybody want to memorialize and praise George Washington. Do you know that George Washington, after the Revolutionary War, after they claimed that they were fighting against taxation or exactions without representation, that there was what was known as a whiskey tax rebellion, where they started putting a tax on people's whiskey here in the United States. And the people didn't want to pay it. And there was an actual war, and George Washington led that war against his own citizens. So when I hear people talk about, oh, there's no, you know, the United States is prohibited by law from waging war on its own soil, or the army can't be used, that ain't what I found in their history.
Right, Scotty. How about in recent years, the wage war in Ferguson, the wage war in Baltimore, the wage war in the overall judicial system again. See, the judicial system has been used to wage war and to collect prisoners of war.
Slaves.
At every charge. This is why they call it a charge, because you are being charged and you got to pay what they deem that you have broken in advent of what they wanted you to do. I didn't know about the whiskey. I didn't know about that, Scotty. I didn't know what you just said about there have been more campaigns here in the States. And I'm not too surprised, because all the technology, one of the things I do know is that from all of his major institutions throughout this country, they use those institutions to actually experiment and to use technology against the people in a treaty that they won't use against other nations until they do it against their people first.
Yeah, you was talking about the nuclear, and I think Jerry has a quick comment before we get out of here. We got about 4 minutes, Jerry, but the first nuclear test before they dropped the bomb on Japan was against who?
Yep.
Citizens, right?
Their own soldiers. Right here in the States. Yep. So true. All right, go ahead, my man, Jenna, go ahead, before we get out of here.
Hey, real quick, I've been listening to the show. I got in a little bit late. I just wanted to ask this one question. We constantly talk about the problems that we have. Until we're able to dismantle this system, which I particularly don't see happening no time soon. I mean, I know that it's dismantling itself, but I think that it's going to linger around for a little bit. But until that time, what is the best way to take advantage of the system without being engaged with not socialism, but celebrity? And that shout out to Scotty for sharing that with us. The end of black celebrity, that's going on right now, where all of our heroes that we grew up watching, whether you 40 or you 23, whether you watch the original shows or the reruns, Bill Cosby, we're talking about rap music, Nelly, and a whole lot of other black celebrities. What is the best way to attack this system and still be able to stay engaged with the technology and what have you that we're dealing with today to better ourselves, even if we do get rid of the black celebrity? With that being said, I'm going to let the program continue. Y'all check us out tomorrow night, because we're going to discuss that a little bit more on Real Life. Shameless plug, I had to do it. But thank you for your time, and I put myself...
Much love, Jerry. Real quick, because we got to get out of here in time, it's a couple of things. It's one of the things that Scotty said earlier is don't accept the bribe and turn their ass off. Plain and simple. And it has to start with you. And I mean by that, turn them off. Don't engage in them. Don't give them energy. That's the first start. And that is the key. And don't accept the bribe. Don't accept the bribe. I've accepted the bribe before in the past, and it's something that we have to actually learn not to do. And before we learn not to do it, we have to set up an alternative to that. Because you can't take hungry people and keep their bellies empty You have to replace it with something else. That's for all of us to decide. Much love, much respect. Listen, Melanated Roots coming on right after Tando Radio Show. We got to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later, and we will catch up again, hopefully. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Good night.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.